I'll say that. I'll call the meeting to order, so it's recorded now. All right. And I would entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
So we got a motion by Van Dusen, second by Olson. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. Okay, the agenda's approved. Then entertain a motion to approve the minutes from March 7th, which you should have a copy.
So moved.
So motion by Olson, second by Endress. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. I forgot to ask for a discussion. Any remarks on the minutes? I don't think it's too exciting. Well, it's kind of exciting. It's always exciting for me. Okay. Tonight is a bit some updates, and let's see, can you pass those just to the committee members? So you might have heard on, you might have seen in the paper, I think I've had a chance to talk to everybody but Greg and Larry directly about some of the debates with the city, and so this is mostly to update everybody on what's going on. As you know, the city had some concerns about selling the entire parking lot to us. And that was, you know, shortly after our last meeting, we had that discussion. It was a little bit of a surprise, but there was quite a bit of concern. I'm okay. I think we can stay awake for half an hour or so. So anyway.
Well, we can't hear you either. Me.
Oh, you can't hear me. Okay. Well, so I'll stand up here and project. Okay, so you know, we were talking about this, right?
Yep.
Okay, so now because the city wants to preserve some parking, they got very concerned that they would lose all 119 spaces plus another 27 over here, possibly over time. So this is where we are right now. Is that, you need some light so you can take a better picture of me? So this basically this is kind of a, I think this is a good compromise between the county and the city. As far as space goes, they still want us to pay for it, and the price is the same as the appraisal price, but it's prorated by square foot. So we can figure out what that is, but it's probably in the $300,000 range for that. $300,000 range, somewhere in there. So that's this one and that one. So the blue stuff. Okay, and what that does though is that reorients the jail on the north side of the block. So talk to Bruce about that. Bruce couldn't be here, he was going to call in, but he had a family thing come up. So that reorients the thing along the north side of the block. So that means we have to now look sooner than we had thought about acquiring these other properties. So we've, since the last meeting, we've talked to all three of them. Actually, Mayor Thorson was really helpful in doing that. So far, and we've had appraisals done on this one and this one already. This one, all three are willing to sell, but we may wait on this one a little bit because you can see how the footprint works. We can probably wait on that one. This person I talked to today, and so I'm talking to this person on Thursday. So you can get an idea. That's, you know, so pray for wisdom, speed, ability to agree. So, and you can get a general idea that there's a little cost table on the printout because we want to handle some of the pricing with. It's a, you know, contract negotiation, so we're trying to be a bit discreet about that right now. But you know, people have been so far pretty reasonable. Yeah, and they're all three are rental properties, and so that helps some. And it's just the point in their various, the life of their business or their own lives, that it's not a bad thing for them.
Sir, so, does that change the basic design of the jail?
Not,
still a one?
Not really.
Jail?
Yeah, everything is pretty much the same. We just turned it around.
This
expansion was aimed this way, which could still work. It just the same. It might encroach a little bit, and the city wanted to preserve that parking. So we can aim it.
So is it possible 50 years or more down the road we could go both ways?
Yeah, conceivably. I mean, we'd have to look at acquiring all this stuff.
Yeah.
I think
over cars.
Acquire that one fairly within the next year or so would be my take. Maybe sooner, we'll see. But it just, they all have different situations in their business, in the life of their business, that they're, you know, and trying to time that out.
And so they'd just be mostly parking also then?
For now, yeah, I would say so. The other thing to keep in mind now, the other thing that made the city happy, so this would be altogether, this was 119, 27 over here, so you know, close to 150 spaces. And this preserves between 50 and 70 if you count it out. Right. So, and then they're, you know, about them adding the diagonal spaces up here in the next block over, so that's another, you know, 60 to 80 spaces, depending on. So they're, I think they're pretty, you know, that's, it's a compromise. And that's kind of what you do. So
great.
Anyway, it does, the acquisition is going to cost a little bit more because the city does, they would really like that appraised value. We can, we have to keep working, but I think
are they willing to do any credit for the dirt work that has to be done?
Not really. Not as a city council. So, I don't know if you saw in the paper, there was one vote that was, I think, very concerned about the parking.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just he didn't think that was going to leave enough. I guess that was his position. The rest were happy enough that this answered the needs for parking. But we can debate that. But
we're looking at A and B. Would that be parking then? Is that what that?
Well, A, part of A would be the jail.
Okay.
B, you know, I think we can do it either way for now. I mean, in the future, we can. Personally, I think it would be good to at least pave it. You know, it doesn't have to be the fanciest type of paving, because someday that might be expanded.
Oh,
so,
sure.
Okay. So.
Wait. Is part of A hooked around behind C?
Yeah. So yeah. So okay. So this is A is like that. So that's why that's a really you can see that's a really critical parcel. So and then B is important for future expansion. So it gives you an idea. So that's been a major part of my life for the past.
Great news.
Yeah. So and so that's basically the update. Any other questions? And then I'm gonna, for the next part, any other questions on number three on the agenda? So I think we'll be working with Bruce to get a more polished drawing. I mean, this is okay, but this is something I did, and but we'll be working on something a bit more polished that we can put in some of our public awareness stuff.
As long as it does fit.
Yeah, yeah. Though one thing that was interesting is that's about 15 feet narrower. And so he measured, he checked that out, so that does fit, at least the eastern part of it. So here to here is about 15 feet narrower than here to here. So and one other thing you should probably know, so the city would agree to vacate that alley. There are some utilities that we'd have to deal with under there too, though. So that's that's understandable. That would be part of the cost of the project.
Yes. Throw that in, and
those. Well, hopefully we can capture that in the within all the costs and the site work that we have in there. But no, the city's not throwing that in. So
worth a try.
Yeah, but in fact, I think they said that in their memorandum that they voted on yesterday that we would be responsible for that. And that's I could.
Try to get them to do something. when they have the uptown, what do you call it, charrette.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they want things uptown to keep things there.
Yeah.
I'm sure the hard balance is, do you want business up there or do you want parking spaces? So, it's all kind of a balancing deal.
Yeah, it is. And
they want stuff up there, so they gotta give a little.
Yeah. Yep.
Lee, that offer that the city has come back with, does that change any of the design or plan of the
city not from the concept. No,
okay.
Not from the concept. For the building itself. Now, realize that this is a concept, so you always have to keep this in mind. This is a concept, so when we pay the architect to design it, I mean, this is called pre-design for a reason, so when it gets down to design, then they work the details, and they got to fit the stuff. They really have to fit it in where it's going to go. So, okay, let me give Toby Morris a call. This is the one thing I think we probably should take some action on. And it's on I think, why don't we turn the light on? Because I'm going to see if we can get a hold of Toby here. You don't have to look at me. Hold on. That's kind of weird. Yeah.
Where's Fifth? Okay.
Is that your good side view?
That right here. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Oh, hey, Brad.
Hey, Brad. Hey.
Yeah, he's gonna look at all you guys if it works. Oh, there.
There we go. It's nice. The big can at the Twin Cities.
Yeah. Because if you don't, you just sit there and you're dorky.
Hey, Toby.
Yeah.
I want to, for those of.
Can you turn the camera? Seriously?
Do what?
You can turn the camera.
I can't. Oh. Not unless I can't. I can just cover you up.
Wow.
That camera. Oh, okay. Oh, there, yeah. You both are there.
There,
okay.
Yeah.
Can you see? You can only see a couple of us, I guess. Anyway, this is our Justice Advisory Committee. For those of you who don't know, Toby is the financial advisor that we hired for this project. So he's the one working with the bond council to help us come up with the ballot language, which is in your packet. And so I'm wondering, Toby, they're looking at a printout. What I did was I just took what the ballot would say, where it starts with Shell, Cottonwood County, South Dakota, issue and sell its negotiable general obligation bonds, and then ends with, shall the above proposition be approved and the bonds issued? So I think the thing that we would need to do tonight, assuming that we're okay with this, would be just to recommend that this is good language for the county in our capacity as an advisory committee. So I don't know if you want to walk us through some of that, or if, kind of, I guess this is a typical kind of wording for a ballot measure.
Okay, thanks, Lee. Yeah, this is the step that really kicks off the election set for June 20th. This is the resolution that the county commission will adopt, and once this is adopted, it sets the date of the election for June 20th. The primary thing to look at is really in that italicized or bold italicized of what you're asking them to do, keeping it somewhat vague when we put in there for constructing, renovating, equipping justice and public safety facilities. The reason why we keep it vague is if there's extra proceeds and you want to do any kind of renovation, if there's extra proceeds and there's an extra computer or monitor or something that might have been outside the scope of the architect or the bids, it just covers it for the IRS tax exempt purposes. And so this is similar, almost identical to what you saw, was it about 3 years ago?
In 2014?
In 2014.
Yeah.
So okay. The language is extremely standard and broad for what the facility can be used for, or what the bonds can be used for in the facility.
Yeah, I think I guess maybe the language is a little, it's general. Anybody have any questions about that of Toby? So the key things, I guess, would be the amount, obviously. That's an obvious thing, and I'd really like to stick to $19 million. The other thing about the amount is because county commissioners before us started saving, putting aside the $5 million, $5 million and some change that we have now that we're using to apply to the project amount. So you can see my calendar there, can't you?
The other thing, Lee, you make a good point is what is the amount? There's sort of what I call the Walmart theory. I'll buy it for $19.99, but $20 is too high. So. And this is something for your folks to talk about. Is, do you go $18,900,000? It's only $100,000 different. It's just perception of what sets in people's mind. You'll see a lot of bonds in the state that are passed are either for like that, 18.9 or 5.495 or something like that.
Well, you didn't. Hear that part of the discussion. We kind of think that the $19 million is because it's. I think we're thinking below $20 million, if I'm remembering.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of how I perceived it. That $19 million kind of did that to some extent, and the other part was, and we had a good discussion when we talked about this about two meetings ago, and some members of the public talked about it too. Is like you have to find that balance between not skimping too much. and, you know, doing the best thing for the county that's going to be the most cost-effective in the long run, while still finding something that the voters will support. And so right now we're thinking $19 million is about that amount. So, but go ahead.
No, I was going to say, if anybody's done the research, it'd be you, Lee. So that's good.
Well, yeah, you never really know until election day, I guess. So, okay. Any other questions? So, if I understand the, you know, the you kind of word the ballot measure to build some flexibility into it, because there can be, you know, you don't know exactly how the bids are going to come in for construction. Sometimes you can negotiate a good rate where. Have you ever seen situations where you go less than 20 years?
No.
Okay.
No, and when you go above 20 years, your interest component really doesn't get you much more to go 25, and especially not 30.
Okay. Any questions of Toby? This is Toby Morris, not Toby Wishart. So. Okay. All right, well, appreciate it. So I think what we need to do, if we're happy with this ballot language, is go ahead and make a recommendation to the county, because what has to, like Toby said, and correct me if I'm wrong, Toby, is it's important that we need to do this sometime in April. We need to, because we're talking about a June election, so we need to adopt a resolution. And actually the resolution is several pages that repeats the same language in about three different places in that resolution. When we do that, is that, that's correct?
Correct.
Yeah, okay. So, go ahead, Al.
I think that the 18-9 that Toby was talking about, to me, it would make it seem like we're not just rounding it off the ballpark, but we figured it more exactly to $18,900,000. And that might be a better sell than just 19, as Toby was suggesting. And that's the way I understood it anyway.
I would tend to agree with Al.
Okay.
I would think that.
Then maybe what we do is, what about, we could just take a dollar off. I think that's a question for the architect, though, and that's something what we can do. When do we have to make the absolute decision on the say if we did try to bring that amount down slightly? When do we have to make that decision? I mean, we have to do that when we adopt the resolution, right?
Correct.
Okay.
When that resolution is adopted, you need to have that dollar amount. That is what goes to the ballot.
Okay. Well, I think what's going to go ahead.
As I mentioned, we do have more than 5 million.
Right. Yeah.
So that 100,000, if it was needed, could come out of that.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. But I think you're right. Okay. And even if it's 50,000, I mean, even anything would probably be helpful.
Right.
I would just say knock it under if you can knock it to an odd number.
Okay. Well, let's then maybe we put that in the motion that we recommend to the county that we try to do that. What that's going to depend on is a bit more of the property acquisition discussion, because that's where in order to keep the bond amount below, and you can see that on the table on the printouts there. So you see how it's tallied up. Where you take the project amount, subtract out $19 million, and then what you got left is, you know, $5 million and some change, and that change is going to be dependent upon some of the property acquisition discussion that we have. I think that's a good recommendation. I think that's something that, you know, the commissioners can probably figure out.
Right.
You know, so.
Just a little question on the language of the ballot thing. I don't remember seeing a ballot issue in the form of a question. Shall Cottingham County issue in the South? That seems like a question to me. Is that normal?
Yeah, and then
it's okay with
that's the normal wording. And then there's a yes or no bubble. Is it they're bubbles or X's? They're bubbles, I think, on the new forms.
Yeah, as long as they're not hanging chads, we should be okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and I think that's what it said last time. It said, and then it just said yes or no underneath. So. But that you can't really see that, so it would be worded, and then it just had the bubble.
It
yes
just seemed
or no.
Kind of different to me to open the opening line asking a question.
Yeah.
But
Oh, and then, okay. Oh, I see what you're saying. So it says shall in two places, kind of?
Yes, yeah. I've never seen a ballot measure in the form of a question.
Okay.
Okay. That's right with you?
Yeah, so, and what, do you need it, speaking of that, on the first, on the main body of the ballot measure, it says it ends in a period, not a question mark. Does that need to be a question mark? Because they both start with shall.
It does.
Yes.
There's a question. If you look on the actual bond ballot itself on that last page, it says shall
be above. So you can't see it.
It should be approved in bonds issued, question mark, and that's where the yes and the no box are checked.
Yeah. Right. On the second, yeah, okay. So what we have on the what the committee is looking at right now, Toby, is just it's on a slide, and it just has the ballot measure, and then it has the question: shall the above proposition be approved, and the bonds issued? So the question is: they're both statements begin with the word "shall," so those are question words in this case. So does it? Do you need to have a question mark after the word "facilities"? Is the
We could put one in. This is what bond councils always use in the past, that the language is pretty standard from issue to issue to issue.
Okay. We could put that in the ballot, in our recommendation, like check your punctuation or something.
Yeah.
So, okay. All right. So, I'd entertain a motion if we could formulate it to adopt this language with the recommendation that the county look at ways to get that amount a little bit lower. So okay, so
you got a motion?
Yeah, a motion would be really good.
So I'll make a motion that we adopt the ballot language with the caveat that we bring the $19 million bond down under 18 to 18 an X number of dollars. I don't know. Just leave that open.
Yeah, I just say get it closer. Get it, you know, bring it down as under 19 million.
Yeah.
Yeah. As you know, and then realize that that's part of the discussion that we're doing with the with the money that we saved, the county has managed to save. Okay, so we have a motion from Olson and a second from Endress. Did you have something you wanted to inject? Now we're at discussion. Did you want to interject there, Toby?
I'm sorry, a little delay there. Didn't mean to break procedure. Yeah, if you did like $18,950,000, just because bonds are sold in $5,000 increments, or $18,975,000 accomplishes that too. As long as it's not like $18,999,000 or something.
Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah. Everything must go. Okay. So, all right. So, and so there's going to be a. Do you have the motion, Julie?
The motion is to adopt the presented ballot language with the recommendation that the county look at ways to reduce the cost to under $19 million.
Yeah, the bond amount to under $19 million. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. So, is there any other discussion? So, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. Okay, that motion carries. Okay, yeah, I think that's it, Toby. I don't know if you can see the whole committee, but if you want to try to scan around the room, that's them. Yeah, and they're a most august group. So anyway, so we'll let you go. Appreciate it, and we'll be in touch. So thank you.
You bet. Catch you later.
Okay, bye. I feel so high tech now. All right. Okay, so, and then anybody want to make any other comments about the that part of the agenda? Okay, moving right along. Something we need to be thinking about if the dog catches the car and the vote passes. I think it's actually, I'm feeling a bit more positive about this. I think we've crossed the line about persuading people that of the need, and so now it's a question of what amount is supportable by voters, We've answered a lot of the, you know, and the city, I think, helped us with the last piece. We've answered a lot, you know, keeping it downtown, getting the cost to something that's a little bit more palatable, you know, dealing with the city's concerns about parking. So, and I think we've addressed most of our criteria fairly well on this one. So appreciate all your help in that. But as we go through this, now we need to be thinking about a couple different things. If the vote passes in June, we need to be ready to do that. But so as a committee, we're only going to have a couple more meetings between now and then. So the first thing is the architect. So we, with BKB, we wrote the RFP in such a way that we don't have to recompete it if we don't want to. And there's a lot of advantages to that. I mean, that was a lot of work to do that. It was worth doing because we got 10 proposals to choose from, et cetera, et cetera. So, and now BKV is at a point where they've exceeded the amount, you know, well exceeded the amount, and I think that's true. I don't think they're pulling any fast ones. They've been very supportive and helpful in guiding us through the process. So now they kind of at that point where they need some assurance that we're going to stick with them or not, or we're going to recompete it. And so we don't have to make this recommendation tonight, but it might be helpful if you guys thought that was a good thing to do. Then we could provide a letter just saying our intent. Yeah. So the alternative is, you know, that. And Toby, actually, I was talking to Toby Morris earlier today, and so we'll look at ways to do this, but he suggested, you know, an agreement that says if the vote passes, this is the agreement. So that's something we need, I don't have the agreement to do.
I would make a motion that we go ahead and pursue that letter with okay. that caveat.
Awesome.
I don't think we want to be changing gears, even considering changing at this point.
But it's important. We have to take this step and say what we're going to do.
Yeah.
So
I'll second.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. Any discussion on that?
What's the advantage of switching?
Well, I mean, if we weren't happy with BKV, then there would be an advantage. I think for the most part, we're pretty happy with them. They have definitely given us a very good deal cost wise.
That's the understatement of the year.
So a really good deal. So the cost we paid so far is $22,310, and they knew going in. And I don't know if you remember in the interview we said how can you go so low, and they said, well, we understand that it's, you know, we're going low on this, but now they're at a point where, okay, we're I don't know if we're problem children or what, but I mean they're starting to spend a little bit more money than they expected, and so they need to feel good about. The relationship. So the question is, do we want to provide them with a letter that says, yeah, our intent is to stick with you? Now, when we do that, I'll probably be the one to discuss this with the state's attorney and other people to make sure that we're not doing anything silly. Toby Morris can give me a little bit of help because he's seen a lot of these projects as a financial advisor, and looking at the different types of architectural agreements where you do this